Hi, this is Jim Leff. I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm on my way home from Bee's Restaurant. I just wanted to capture this while it's still fresh in my mind. It was kind of an unsettling evening.
Okay. Take exit 178 on right to US 27 North. Okay. Keep left.
Okay, thanks, Eartha. That's Eartha, my GPS concierge. She's getting me back to the hotel. Okay, so it was 7:20 at night, and I'm in my hotel room, and I'm surfing around and trying to decide if I'm going to go to Bee's or not, and I'm reading lots of stuff on the internet and stuff. And all of a sudden, I read, Friday night is fried catfish night, and you can't miss it. And I looked at the calendar, and sure enough, it was Friday. And at the same moment, I saw that they closed at 8 o'clock. So remember, it's 7:20. So I just...
178.
Okay.
Right.
Will do, Eartha. Yes, I see it. Okay. So I tour out of that hotel at a rate of speed that has seldom been seen in this part of the country. I mean, just rocket-like did I get out of the hotel. Maybe I should have paid better attention to Eartha. What was I supposed to do here?
Keep left on US 27.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Keep left.
She's so responsive to my needs. If only Eartha were human.
Keep left on US 27.
Okay, got it now. Thanks. Ah, where was I? Okay, so I tour out of the hotel... And I just, like, I get in the car, which took some doing to find because it had been valet parked and I didn't know where in the garage was. So I just walked around the garage hitting the panic button on the key chain thing until I heard something start honking. Ran over to the car, drove over to Bee's, arrived at 7:48, like sweating, out of breath, adrenaline running, and asked the extremely laid-back maitre d', for lack of a better term. Basically, it was just the guy sitting by the cash register. If I was too late for dinner, he said, no, go ahead. Anyway, and I go, and I'm like wild-eyed with enthusiasm and adrenaline and lateness and rush. The tables are for six, so if you're not six, you have to sit with strangers. And I was just one. And I wound up at this table of very, very down-home, very, very laid-back people. And I just came there, and they didn't know what to make of me. And I just smiled at them and said, hey, everybody. And, like, you know, the wife kind of looked up and suppressed a laugh. The daughter just looked like she wanted to get out of there. And the father just sort of buried himself beneath his baseball cap even more. The baseball cap seemed to enclose about 73% of his body. So, anyway, I just had to force myself to, like, slow down and get rid of the adrenaline and the rush and the enthusiasm and the whole thing. But by the middle of dinner, things were slowing down a little, and people at the table were giving me some tips, like, if you want more tea, just leave the pitcher out, which, by the way, is the exact same way you do it in Chinatown. Interesting link, cultural link here between Chattanooga, Tennessee, Lazy Susan joints and Chinatown Cantonese parlors. Leave the tea out if you want more. It's incredible. I mean, we're crossing borders, ebony and ivory. And by the end, I got to be friends with the family and everybody. I sort of alienated the restaurant by shooting the Lazy Susan cam video. So is it my supreme embarrassment and mortification that you get to see this rare once-only footage of the Lazy Susan in full revolution? I hope you enjoy it. I hope you appreciate it. Just one of the many services of chowhound.com. All right, I'm out of here.